This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We are talking about American Horror Story Apocalypse, Season 8, Episode 7, Traitor. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It came in all like surround sound today.
I know. Extra
eerie. I know, it was like real intense.
Hey everybody, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV American Horror Story After Show. We're talking about the apocalypse. American Horror Story Apocalypse, Season 8, Episode 7, Traitor. I'm your host, Elena Jordan, and today, two of my favorite ladies are here.
Yes, you go first.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
Hey, everybody. Ashley Allen here.
I'm like, we're serving chocolate on this side.
Right. Jennifer Leon couldn't be here today, but hopefully she'll be back next week
for
our extra special Halloween episode.
Oh, my God. Is it Halloween already?
We're making up. It's crazy. We only have 3 episodes left this season.
This season
Halloween
flew
is
by.
Next week.
We have like 2 months left in the year. That's like another thing. That's like scary.
That's insane. I need my own apocalypse like flashback just so I can relive.
For the year.
Exactly.
So now that we're kind of nearing the end of this season, last week, man, the highest rated episode of American Horror Story ever.
Ever.
9.9 out of 10.
Wow.
Sarah Paulson killing it.
Yes.
Another round of applause for Miss Paulson. Absolutely. Yes, yes. What are you guys thinking this episode? I mean, it was hard to imagine anything even following last week. So what are your thoughts on this week?
You want to go ask?
Well, I think this episode was a little slow for me. But I think the guts and the blood made up for it.
Yeah.
It definitely started off slow, but I was like, I was really intrigued. I couldn't take my eyes like off the screen. I was like, oh, it's a lot going on. But it's like, I feel like all the loose ends are kind of like starting to be tied up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that we're starting to get more information and kind of finding out time-wise some more clues. Because since we have had this structure of where we started out the first couple episodes with the apocalypse and the actual end, and now this flashback to the younger Michael, with this week we kind of get some more time frame references and how things are working out. We also had one of our theories debunked this week.
Wait, which one?
That Myrtle is a ghost.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Myrtle's not a ghost, we found out. But we still love hearing your fan theories. We're going to shout out some of those at the end of the episode, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And be sure to keep sending us all of your theories.
Yes.
I know Ashley's holding it down in the chat, too.
I am. So I'm going to shout out a few people who are in here this week. We have T-Lot 20. We have Mickey Knox. We have Nas, of course. And we have Mr. Perfect 2005.
Mr. Perfect. Hey. Wow. Welcome.
Well, hello, hello. So this week was really more about the Miss Perfects, a.k.a. every single perfect woman in this coven.
Yes.
And how they are going to team up with the warlocks who know that that Michael is basically the Antichrist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was pretty cool, though, because we were wondering about Dinah Stevens.
For sure, yeah.
And we've had, you know, just because, also just amazing actress.
Love her.
My favorite part of Roanoke. I was like, you saved Roanoke.
Yeah, she did, yeah, for sure. She was like the only interesting.
I know. I was like, okay, I'll watch for Lee. And also other Lee that I'm Angela Bassett, anything she's in.
We love her.
Of course.
But we were wondering what happened. You know, considering Angela Bassett played Marie Laveau, we know that Marie Laveau got chopped up into little pieces by Miss Mead and scattered all over the place in the coven season.
Yep.
So Dinah has now taken her place. She's risen to power. We see her with Cordelia, and now we know how she has come into play.
Right.
Into what we assume is going to be why she is brought into the bunker later on.
I'm so glad they started with that, because we were definitely like, well, where's Dinah? Like, how
did
she even get here? Like, what's her power? Like, what is she doing? So, yeah.
And so it was cool to kind of see her and to get to see Papa Legba come back.
Oh, yeah.
He's so creepy.
Oh, my God. I know. I was like, I have to say a prayer. Every time I even lay eyes on him, I'm like, oh, my God. I don't want to look him in the eyes.
I swear. Like, he gave me the vibes of, like, have you seen Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
Like, he gave me those same, those same vibes. I totally forgot his name in the
New
Princess
Orleans.
And the,
yeah, the New Orleans.
Yeah. That's exactly what he looked like. Then I was like, oh my God, he's creepy.
Good God. That's all I'm going to think every time I see him now. So I'm just going to get like all the songs from
the creepy, like voodoo guy.
But we see that one, Dinah does not go in Marie's steps. She refuses the immortality. So we know that she's not immortal because she doesn't want to give up babies. So. Could call Dinah. Thank you for that.
I was like, wow, is that the the way you get your power? Is like you just go into the ward and steal the babies?
Apparently.
Marie style. But Cordelia says, look, if I give you $100,000, she doesn't want to give her that money, but does just because she's got a price. Will you get Papa Legba to talk to me? I need to ask him something very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
She basically is saying, what can I give you so that you can open up the gates to the underworld so that I can lure Michael in there, push him out, and make him roam the afterlife for all of eternity to save our mortal world?
Right.
And he says, look, I got Nan chilling here.
She's
Nan,
like, hey,
by the way. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know how to feel about Evil Nan. Like,
I know. Like, I'm like, oh, she was so sweet.
I liked Evil Nan. It was funny.
It was funny, though.
Very funny.
She's like, I want to see my friends and bring them back.
Yeah. But she's all like, evil. Nan's so sweet. She was the sweetest part. So to see her just like this badass, like, I'm having fun in hell.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
She's like, I'm running around down here.
I mean, I'm glad that Nan's happy, but still, I'm like, weird. Yeah. So Cordelia refuses to give up the souls of all of the other girls.
Right.
Which she should have known that it was going to come at a high price.
I really didn't think he was going to ask for that, though. I thought it was going to be like, oh, you need to give me your soul type of thing. But it was like, no, oh, everybody, girl.
I wasn't shocked. I mean, of course, like, we know who we're dealing with. So he's going to ask for the ultimate gift from her. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be that, but I knew it would be something of that level where she just couldn't agree to it.
Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm thinking, is because she says, you know, you can have my soul. I'm the most powerful witch in the world. And he starts laughing.
He's like, eh, girl.
And he's like cracking up.
Wrong.
I'm thinking it's because, you know, her powers have been fading. Like, she's clearly on her way out anyway. Everyone, you know, we see later on thinking that Mallory is coming to power. If any of the witches are the next supreme, if Cordelia gives their soul to Papa Legba, then he has the soul of a supreme.
Ooh.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily her soul that would be
worth.
He'd
be like ultimate, like powerful, like
exactly.
as hell. Like,
and
oh
if
my
Mallory
God.
Is like the new Christ figure, like we're thinking like the Antichrist versus like this Christ figure, then he would have her soul too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is probably good that Cordelia didn't do this, even though Dinah's saying, look, now all of your girls are going to die and 6 billion people on the planet. You just doomed us all.
I didn't even like factor that in, but it was like, how did that come about though? Like how is like 6 billion people going to die just because she just kind of turned down the deal? Because
the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Because if she can't lure Michael into the afterlife, you're gonna have he's going to kill everybody on
Earth.
So
it's like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, which, oh my gosh, that is not like, hey, do you want to damn all your friends forever?
I'm like, can I have a say-so in my vote?
Could explode.
I'm like, I don't want to leave yet. I'm like, can I vote?
Not into any of it, man.
No.
I do, however, love, one of my favorite things about American Horror Story is how they're able to really kind of transcend the typical structure.
Yeah.
Like having all the throwbacks with like the witchy projector, like black and white thing. And then coming back from commercial break and opening up in this like 80s, 90s, our feature presentation, A Christmas to Dismember.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I was like really into it. Like I totally forgot it was like a part of the show, like a separate show. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to get decapitated. Then it was like cut. I was like, oh damn. Like thanks, Ryan.
But you know, I actually think that might have been a real like a good movie if it was actually.
Yeah,
good.
Like that's why I was super intrigued. I'm like, wow, like they need to turn that into something today. Like
that's how I felt when I was watching Hotel, like all of Ramona's movies, and she was like, here are all my old ones. I was like, I want to watch that though. Like, I want to see the rest of it. Like,
this seems to be
like
a real production.
Of course, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
What a name
Bubbles,
for her.
I love her.
God, I love her. My God, I forgot her name, but it's like she's been in so many movies and it's like I love her because she's always like a sassy, like auntie, like character. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's like, oh.
I mean, like the Grip said it best, where he's like, she's still got it. Mm-hmm. She's still hot. Absolutely. Then also, I got to poop. I love that that's how she uses her power, too, is basically just to read the minds of the crew around her and then just add little sassy comebacks. Like
the guy, even at the restaurant, when she was like, what kind of panties is she on? And she's like, I'm not wearing any. And he's like, oh, what?
I had to grab my pearls when she said that. Whoa.
Like, what, grandma? Look, put some panties on, grandma.
No, right? I was like, oh, nobody wants to think about that, grandma.
Not the visual I was intending. No.
But those are the moments about American Horror Story that I love, is that we get some comedy, some humor in the midst of all of this. So good job, Ryan Murphy.
And it was interesting, too, that there are two actresses that are witches. Mm-hmm. That it's not just Madison, that Bubbles, like, you know, I'm... And it would make sense, especially with Ryan Murphy kind of talking about the magic of Hollywood and his idea of these actresses kind of embodying this empowerment. Mm-hmm. So I just love those little, like, I was like, I see you, Ryan. I see you.
Yeah. I kind of want to know her backstory, like Bubbles. Like, where, like, you know, like, who was Bubbles? Like, was she rolling around, like, with Fiona? Like, you know what I mean? Like, was that, like, her, like, sister coven type of thing? Like, her, Myrtle, Fiona, like, they all kind of, like, grew up in, you know, that, like, Mrs. Robichaux's or, like, Academy type of thing?
Because we saw, like, the Myrtle and Fiona backstory. So it'd be interesting if Bubbles was just also there, like, just chilling in the back. Mm-hmm. Like,
another sister. Was.
Oh, I want them to do a flashback season of just the witches, like Fiona's era.
Yeah.
Like, see them young, like in high school type of thing. Yeah, like.
As a spinoff, I would watch that.
I would too.
Talk about some shade. Woo!
I know. That must have been super shady.
So she has Lectio Emile, which is basically the ability to read minds or to decipher truth. Mm-hmm. So Myrtle is saying, look, what we're going to do is we are going to have Bubbles help us out. We're going to get the warlocks together. Ariel's up to some shady shit. Figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. So, kind of a brilliant plan.
It was a bit, like, super brilliant.
I mean, especially because the guys are all like, why would we want to dine with you? Like, worried they're going to get poisoned. And it's like,
I thought their powers were going to, like, make them, like, figure out, like, what they were doing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, so you came here to try to trick us. You know what I mean? But it was like, no, they were really, like, amateurs. Like,
they were.
Guys.
Which Myrtle even calls. Like, as they're walking out the door, she's like, amateurs. I'm like, they can still hear you, Myrtle. It's a big ass house. No, but see,
maybe it's just Behold's power that was like that. Because remember, he was, like, super far away and he was when he heard them talking about Michael. So it's like, maybe they don't have that ability to hear, like...
I love all of their names, too.
Yeah, Behold. Baldwin.
Yes, Ariel Augustus.
Like, it wasn't, like, Baldwin Pennybacker?
Something like that.
Pennypacker.
It seems like Harry Potter names. Like, the teachers, like, the wizards, like, and, like, the teachers all had, like, funny names.
Witchy names. I like it. Mm-hmm. But, yes, they're saying, look, Michael Langdon is the Antichrist. He's the bringer of days. This is not going to go well if he takes over.
Yeah.
So they say, you know, we're going to try to thwart him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the girls are back home and they're explaining to Mallory kind of how everything is working. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason that Cordelia's power is fading is because Michael is going to be the next Supreme. He's not the Supreme yet, though, because Cordelia is still alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I love that they have the memory spell so that they're able to tell the girls these things and fill in without it feeling like they're explaining to the audience.
Yeah.
Such a clever trick on the writer's part. I was like, that is brilliant to have somebody that you're like, okay, so you wipe my memory, fill me in on everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you're filling in the audience too.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Coco, however, rushes in with her new power. A.K.A. Beverly Hills Witch.
Counting calories.
It's like...
Counting calories.
She can look at a muffin and tell how many calories it is. Look at any food and tell how many calories it is.
First it was gluten, now she graduated calories.
Right?
I can't wait to see how her powers are going to develop. Like, we're laughing and having fun with her powers now, but of course I just feel like there's going to be more to it very soon.
She's probably going
to
shine in, like, the last episode.
It has to be.
And more stuff is coming up, if she's discovering more things.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's discovering things that for that are based around what she is worried about. Like, right. She's concerned about her weight, so she has gluten and calorie things popping up, which also, poor girl, that is not a... That's not a power I would want either. If I'm eating my ice cream and it's like, don't forget, it's this many calories.
To be honest, I think I just ignore the little voice in my head. I'd be like, well, it's 200 calories. Oh, I guess I'm eating these 200 calories today. Like,
I'm like, can we make a spell that I can make it less calories? Like, can we do that maybe? Like, I can eat ice cream and it's like I ate something healthy for the first time in
like
my life.
Like a cracker?
Calories, Mallory's. I'm gonna eat it.
Mallory's.
Whatever.
And it all ties in. So Coco chokes on the hollowed out snowball.
Yeah. Snowball.
And death by snowball. It's like, ouch, that's a cold death right there.
It seemed like it got stuck in like her esophagus or something like that. Like it had to just get
Mallory
stuck.
So Mallory like cuts it open, pulls it out. And then steals it back in this weird spell that Zoe has never even seen
before.
Everybody
was like, girl, what the heck?
Yeah, I was like, how the hell? And her only response is, I helped her. I just went to help her.
She's so, like,
that
calm
was
and, like,
cool and scary at the same time.
To be honest, the piece that she pulled out, it didn't even look like, I guess it was kind of looking like a soggy piece of like muffin or donut or whatever it was. But it looked like a piece of like her actual like inside of her neck. And I was like, oh, what did she just pull out? But I was like, okay, clearly it was like the piece of the little snowball that was stuck in her throat.
Ugh, it's gross.
I'm like, dang, she choked and died like that fast. Like,
I was like, oh, that can't be the way that Coco goes out. That's rough.
First you get stabbed in the forehead, now you die from a snowball.
So we have a good question in the chat from Tim Reno 72. He said, I wonder if Coco's power can detect poison in the food.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I wonder if it's going to evolve into something. I was like, it can't just be like calories. Like, you know what I mean? They're not just going to keep it like super generic. Like, it has to be something like really like legit that she's like... She can channel into.
Yeah. It has to be. Mm-hmm. But what's difficult is then I almost wonder if that's going to be, because this is later kind of get into some like prediction-y things that we'll dive into more, but kind of talking about why they wiped their memory in particular to put them into
The
safe
house. The three.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking probably it has something to do with that power.
Because it was Coco, Mallory, and Dinah
that were in
and
there.
And now we're kind of seeing that they're like the most like powerful ones. Mm-hmm. Like,
and Coco and Mallory both had their memories wiped. They didn't know they were witches. So
true.
So I'm thinking there has to be some reason that they were put there and that they were to be protected, had their memories wiped. So I'm thinking if there is something that plays into that, if maybe they do go back into time and try to like save it or at some point or something. I mean, they're poisoned with these apples. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that maybe she could pick up on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe. I wonder. We'll see.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, if you really don't pay attention to, like, all the seasons and, like, how this one is going, it's real easy to get lost. Like,
oh, my God. Yes.
Like, you'd be like, what the heck is going on? Because it's, like, it's so much, like, present day flashback to flash forward. Like, it's, like, so much twists and turns.
That's why I love our after show, though, is we get the opportunity to kind of dissect to break them down, and talk about it and have you guys tell us what you think, too, which I love.
Yes.
So, Zoe... too has her own theory, which is that Mallory is going to be the new Supreme and that Michael isn't the reason that Cordelia is fading. It's because Mallory is primed to be the next Supreme, which is also interesting to think too, because every time you see Mallory now, she always has a tiara on.
Mm-hmm.
She always has some sort of like crown or like headband or some sort of like halo reference.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That I'm like, that has to be on purpose.
For sure.
It has to be.
Definitely symbolism.
Which I also love that it's Billie Lord too, because in Scream Queens they intentionally always put the earbuds on her as a reference to her
I
mom,
her
who was Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I was like, so cute. Oh, I love it. So that's why I'm like, after that, everything has to have symbolism. Anything that she wears,
she's so loved in like the movie industry. Like, look who her grandma is, and then it's like, look who her mom is. Like, they're gonna give her like the best roles like forever.
Well, she's just great too.
She is. She's a phenomenal actress.
So Myrtle is playing the theremin for Bubbles, and they're gonna have their whole dinner here and everything. Ariel's walking in. This, I think, was genius, though, is her saying that she's going to swallow her hubris, and she's saying, you're right, I was wrong.
Yes.
Just really kind of ingratiating herself to them.
Stroke
just
their
to get
ego.
Them, just to even get them to have this dinner, which they're idiots, because they buy right into it.
They are.
Which is a typical thing that, again, this show and a lot of Ryan Murphy shows seem to do, is that the weakness of the men is their egos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's play into their ego.
Definitely Ariel, like, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Ariel's super egotistical, like, no.
Yeah, gosh. I just hearing him, too, when we hear Bubbles listening to the thoughts. Yeah. And he's like, nobody's mentioned John Henry. I'm glad he's a pile of ash. Yeah. It's like...
It's like, wow, like, you're really saying this at dinner? Is that your thoughts right now?
Clearly.
You would think they would have, like, their thoughts up a little bit, but no. Baldwin's even like, I want to wipe the smiles off their faces. Yeah. And it's like,
I can't wait till all these witches are dead.
More like bald lose, am I right? I apologize. Yeah! So they quite literally say, look, this is the scenario. It is kill or be killed.
Yes.
They killed one of their own. Now they want to kill all of us.
It's revenge.
Yeah. It's shots fired. We gotta go in swinging because
there's no
we
other
know
way.
For a fact. Yeah. There's no, if we hesitate, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
This, I love, though, that Mallory is still kind of hesitant, and she doesn't really want to take this supreme position because she doesn't want Cordelia to fade.
Mm-hmm. She's all sweet and delicate.
I know, which makes me think that she's not the supreme. That's what makes me think it has to be, like, some sort of Christ something, like something above all of the witches so that
she all rises,
Cordelia won't die. Yeah, I'm like, I feel like they're not going to kill Cordelia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not, yeah. She just may have to have her little natural causes. She just may have to fade out. Like, hey, it was nice while it lasted.
I guess. I mean, she's fine with it. Cordelia is. But I'm with Mallory where I'm like, no, don't go.
Yeah, I am too. I'm like, we all love Cordelia. Like, why not?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to lose her. I'm going to say that.
She's going to come back at somebody else.
And, I mean, she's still pretty damn strong. I mean, she's having this celebratory dinner for everybody.
Right.
Because, as she says, she's like, I'm not naive. Behold is like, how can you guys sit around here sipping wine when the apocalypse is about to come? And she's like, because this is probably going to be the only time that we all get to be together from this point.
Yeah.
War is coming. This is kind of our symbolic last supper. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's her saying, look, and they even shot it where it looked like the Last Supper, like they showed each side of the table.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, this show is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But having these references in it where she then says, look, this has been so rough. I had to do something that I swore that I would never do. And that's when we see her bringing Myrtle back.
Yeah.
Like, her hand was all shriveled up. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like,
you went to great lengths to get her. Yeah, like, dang, you went through great lengths to get her back.
I guess it makes sense if you burned her at the stake, that they would bring her back, you would get some burn.
You're pretty much digging in the fire trying to bring her back, yeah.
The effects on this show, too. Shout out to
I know. I was like, oh, my God. Like, her hand literally looked like a third-degree burn. I was like, oh, wow,
and, like, with it burning.
Like, shriveled, like, the blisters and everything. I was like, oh, my God.
It's because this show does such a great combination of practical effects and CGI none of it looks fake.
Yeah.
Like, you watch some shows that they're very CGI, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, their CGI effects are like,
they're realistic.
Like, what? Like, oh my gosh. Realistic. Super realistic.
Love it. And we also get some frame of reference, too, because they say this is 2 years before the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give us a reference to that dinner. It says 2 years before the apocalypse. Right. So it lets us know
that the apocalypse is going to happen.
And that this time is later than 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's 2 years.
It's been a while.
Less than
2 years
to go before the apocalypse. So we know that this flashback is within probably about a year.
Right.
Or maybe even less than that.
Yeah.
So this has been kind of the difficult thing this season, is figuring out time-wise where we are. So this one little reference gave us a huge insight into that, because Michael is still young, but we know that he ages into older Michael very quickly. So the long-haired Michael that we saw post-apocalypse could happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Also difficult this season.
He's like 18 and woke up 28.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Hey. It's because he ages... like 10,
15 10 years,
13 years, or however many each time.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that we know, okay, sometime within a 2 year span that Michael is going to age into this apocalypse bringing Antichrist. Now, what's interesting about this, though, too, is that she brings Myrtle back saying, I need your guidance, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle has been helping her throughout this, but so far it's really been Cordelia who's been like calling the shots too. So I love that they are able to bring Myrtle back to have her be a part of it, really, I think more for fan service than anything.
No. she kind of gives me like grandma vibes.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, she's like a mother figure there for her. Yeah. Not that she really actually needs her help. She just needs that comfort, that moral mm-hmm. support, that she's going to have someone that has her back, that's right. been through, you know, things like this before.
Yeah.
So.
She's seen stuff. Yeah.
And she was there with the fight against Fiona. Like, yeah. she's been there, and she's been kind of the champion for good.
She's like her aunt. Yeah. Like,
pun intended.
Like aunt. Yeah.
Yeah. She just has that wisdom and that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad that she's back, and I'm glad that they then go to say, okay, we're all going to come together now. We saw how we brought Myrtle back from Ash. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing with John. But I'm not going to do it. This is your final test, Mallory.
I was so here for it. I was like, oh, I love John Henry. He is such a fine specimen. Like,
man. God, I know. And that guy liner, I'm like, the guy liner here. The witchy guy liner.
Oh, my God. The guy liner. I didn't even like, his under eyes are definitely.
I'm like, whatever the male witches look like pirates, I'm like, I'm here for
it. But he's like dressed to the T. I'm like, ooh, come through like fedora and scarf. Like, I was like, yes.
Wait, just like a trench quick coat. Moment. Did you guys see how he flipped the scarf?
Yes. Oh, it was like a nice little hair flip, hair flip. Like,
Which, this is a little bit of a tangent, but we had some people in the chat who, and comments and things, who were saying, how come all of the male warlocks are gay? And they were like, I don't understand. Is it just Ryan Murphy? Like, what is it?
I actually didn't even think about that.
He says it in the beginning where he says testosterone is an inhibitor for magic. So it would make sense that the more androgynized men
would be the ones who have lower
testosterone, who are more worldly, who are more in touch with all aspects, who aren't kind of pigeonholed by the anger that comes with the testosterone, that is like the blind rage that keeps you from being open to the environments around you.
Yeah.
He explained it to you guys, so...
Oh,
yes.
Wait, I just got like annoyed whenever anybody was like saying it, and they're like, and I was like, don't you gay bash my witches.
Well, speaking of keeping our eyes open, let's talk to our little after buzzers real quick. You guys, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, our sci-fi channel, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube, it will actually suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and it'll help you guys will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those notifications, do not be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now, and for this channel, and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments. We'll shout you out on air like we normally do.
Yay.
And for now, thanks you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Absolutely. Yay. Make sure you guys check us out on iTunes and Spotify as well.
Five-star rating.
If you're not able to watch us, you can always listen to us on your ride to work or wherever you're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
And again, we love hearing from you guys too. So be sure to tweet us and comment.
I'm like, we're always shouting out people. That. So yeah, definitely join us in our chat, you guys.
Because this is one of those shows that it's like there's so many directions that it could go. And half the fun of the show is trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, yeah.
So I felt like I knew that Mallory was going to pass this test and that she definitely was going to be able to bring John back. What did you guys think?
My thing was like, I was actually stuck because I was like, when was she being tested? Like, it came up as, like, oh, this, like, is her seventh test. But I was
because
when did her test start?
Because they had all of the witches did the first tests. They a few episodes back, they had everybody doing, like, the transmutation and the different tests.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah,
you're
right.
But they didn't get to that final one.
I think we forgot about it because it's been a few episodes.
It's been a few episodes.
Yeah. A few episodes.
Normally, the tests are all, like, back-to-back. They're not like, oh, and then a few months will go by, and then, hey, we need you to do this, so let's see if we can.
Right.
But whatever. They still use the whole black and white projector thing, so... Cohesive throwback, we'll keep it. And rejoice, our new supreme has risen.
Aww.
I loved that. Like, just the way they did the whole title card and everything.
Yeah. So
cute. I love it. And then John just like, the hell's happening?
He's like, oh,
how am I back?
Where are you guys?
But this was really cool, too, is when they're talking about him, they're like, look, we know that you were betrayed by yours, like your own. These men killed you. Who was it? Was it Ariel? Was he the one who actually did the deed? And he's, no, I was killed by a woman.
Everybody was like, what?
Like, what woman? Dun, dun, dun. Commercial break. This was one, though, that I was worried that they weren't going to be able to figure out that it was Meat. Like, I didn't know that they were immediately going to know, oh, this is, Like, I figured he would be like, just some woman, because how, if he had recognized her, so then he wouldn't have let her kill him.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because what was she a witch?
She's not a witch. She's one of Satan's followers.
Okay, because Cordelia is like, one of our own has betrayed us, and I need you to, you know, do this, do that. So I was like, well, was she a witch at some point that turned bad?
I don't know, because there was the whole thing with, like, with LaVey, where they brought in, where they were like, here is the, basically the founder of Satanism, the Dark Lord himself, and then here are his two minions, and Mead was one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
maybe so she was like an angel of death.
Got it.
Okay. So she's one of, like, but I don't think she's a witch. I think she's just in the occult.
Okay.
She probably just knows about, like, her past life, like, things, you know what I mean? Like, she was into type of thing. Like, she just
I don't think I think she just does, like, she doesn't do spells in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
She just has, like, the really, like, the dark offerings, like the hooves and everything, doing her cult magic, but it's not necessarily coven magic.
Yeah.
So they've already established, like, the voodoo magic is different than... So I think that's just it. It's like hers is a third kind of magic that's like just dark arts magic.
Okay.
It was actually kind of funny to see, like, when it came back from commercial break, like, she was in the little, like, the meat little locker, like, the little thing where she, like, slapped. It was like Michael had the knives go through him. So I was like, I wonder if that's the same butcher, but it's like, this is before the apocalypse. So, you know what I mean? Like, he could still be the same guy that's working there. But I don't know. I was like, it's weird that, like, he would give her her normal, like, she comes and gets stew meat and then two hooves. But it's like that one day that Michael killed him, like, she asked for the same thing, though. And he was like, no, lady, like, I'm not going to give you, like, that meat type of thing. It had to be
somebody different.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
I was like, I wonder.
I think probably later. I think it was probably one of those things where it was like, yeah.
We'll figure out who the butcher is.
If somebody asks for weird stuff, just give it to them. They get real stabby. We're going to throw those hoods in the trash. They can take them, do what you want.
Give her the hoods. Give her all this.
Yeah. The customer's always right, especially when they got knives.
I'm like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, do butchers, like, in meat sections, when you go to, like, a Sprouts or, like, a Whole Foods or whatever, it's like, do you, can you buy hooves? Like, is that a thing
in the meat section? So. Yeah.
Who's out there eating hooves? Hoof meat? Like,
I mean, hey, I have pickled pig's feet.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen that.
Like, so pig's it's feet, like, chicken feet, yeah, I guess. Same thing. Yeah.
So it's a little bigger. Like, you know, more meat. Yeah.
Big old foot. I don't understand it either, but whatever.
So we have Nas in the chat said that Ariel portrayed them, not Mead.
Oh, that makes sense then. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
It's like, oh, who's saying who was the betrayer is that it was Ariel, and that would make sense.
That's true. Okay.
So yeah, Augustus and Pennypacker, D-bags, get them out of here.
It's time to go. Like, it was fun. It was not fun while last day.
And Coco, of course, has her part to play.
Yes.
This was really sweet, though, was that, you know, she's saying, she's like, look, I'm just wanted to eat my ice cream, and now I know how many calories are in everything. Like, my powers kind of suck. My power is, like, too much information.
Yeah.
Which this, I think, was interesting, too, where she was like, my power is too much information. And then she has her memory wiped. So I'm thinking something has to happen where she has...
She knew too much.
Yeah, where she gets information that it's like she's... Something goes awry where she's not able to conceal it, and that's why they have to wipe her memory. Okay.
That's a good... Because
I'm thinking, like, she's going to become something big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, yeah, they have really dominant, like, they're going to have parts that are, like, really
prominent. Because she even... Prominent. Cordelia says, I suspect your gifts have more to offer.
Exactly.
And that's, I just, she that knows line her gift has just more seems to offer, like it's like, it's something big. But right now, she basically is just like, there's a traitor in our midst who needs to be eliminated and need your help.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, well, Mallory has way better powers than me.
Why me?
I mean, do you need to know if there's gluten in this person's
Do we need
plan?
To count the calories, like, in this woman?
Like, yeah. She's like, I'm not scared. I just, like, I would do anything for the coven. I want to know. And she risks her own life following Mead into the store, goes around, and then her whole threatening, like, what a bitch, I hope you like it hot, and then just immediately gets stabbed.
I was like, dang, I was like, Mead just, like, had the little thing, like, right here waiting. Okay, like, wow, that was quick. Like, I thought she killed her. I was like, wow, Coco, way to go, girl.
Yeah.
I did too. I was way like, to ruin Coco, it, Coco just keeps dying. Like, I was like, is that why they were like, we can't kill Mallory because Mallory has to bring you back. We're just gonna keep letting you die. Because you went full Mama Cass on a snowball earlier, so what? So that was really rude. but so they kidnap Mead. they take her away, mm-hmm. and Coco was like, you know, did we get her? Am I going to die? No, I'm just going to sleep. Cool.
A long awesome. Nap.
Yeah. Like, then all went as planned. Yay. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Baldwin is coming into Ariel like, hey, look, I just made this boss-ass powder mm-hmm. that's going to only kill women. It's my whole life goal. I'm so glad we get to use it. And I was like, so you've just been working your whole life to, on like, powder. Make a woman-killing powder, right. hoping that it would, like, that people would also get on board with your woman-killing?
And then it just turned out to be a whole waste of time.
Yep. Just Cordelia immediately lights it on yeah. fire. And I love that.
She's like, get the shit out of here.
What would those witches say? She's like, they'd say it was plagiarism. Because Agnes Sampson in 1590, bitch. History lesson. Witch history lesson for you. And then I'm going to take your mouths away. Because try to talk back. Oh, wait, you can't. I took your mouth.
She was like, oh, wait, what about my powers? Like,
yeah, my power's fading. Say it again, bitch.
This episode was so women's empowerment. I was here for it. God. I was here for it all.
I'm Absolutely. Not going to lie. I feel like after Colt and all of us being like, this is too much, we're all having, like, I mean, I had was like legitimately triggered watching some things in Colt where I was like,
yeah. this is too real.
It's
yeah.
too real.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to happen. I need something that is just like, I need, like, go girls something. Ryan Murphy heard us and was like, for you.
There you go.
Also, Sarah Paulson's going to direct an episode and it will be the best thing you've yeah. ever seen. And we're just going to keep making everything awesome. If you thought her directing was great, wait until you see her as a supreme.
Yeah.
Telling everybody to suck it.
And we're not complaining at all.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. This is also interesting, too, that we find out that the tradition has been that we know that if a witch kills another witch, that is a crime punishable by death. You're burned at the stake for that. All of these guys have been traitors, so they're all going to be burned at the stake. Mm-hmm. But we find out that while Meade could technically be killed by Cordelia, Ariel Augustus and Baldwin Pennypacker, because they are... warlocks, the rule is that only a warlock can kill another warlock. The witch cannot light that flame.
Yes.
We're not going to break that tradition today. John Scarflip walks in to light... I wish they could talk in that moment.
I literally, like, I just wanted him to be like, I'm back, bitches. And then, like, because they were definitely looked like they seen a ghost, like... Oh my God, is he back? Like, yeah, like, exactly. How is he back? Look, like, you don't ever doubt the witches.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Back again. John Henry's back. Now you're on fire.
He had no sympathy, and he was like, hey, let me get the extra gasoline and throw it on Meade here, sis. Like, yeah, hey.
Oh, right?
Sis, you get a little extra juice today.
But then that was kind of echoing back to Coco's, like, I hope you like it hot, bitch, because it's like, no, you're gonna be lit on fire. Like, she's still correct. Man, though, her laughing and smiling. I was like,
oh my God, that was so creepy.
Oh, I was like, oh, Kathy Bates, you just had to flip it and give us creepy real vibes because she's all laughing smiling through terrifying. The fire. It's like, oh.
It freaked me out, like, hard. Like, I was like, oh, cut away, I can't. Terrified. Like, that was one of the creepiest moments of everything. Ugh. But this is what I almost wonder, is if she knows, because she's so tight with Michael, that basically... that's not going to be the end mm-hmm. of her.
That's how she knew.
Because we've been wondering up until this point, you know, like she does this whole, you think death is a punishment. I do not fear the fire. It cleanses me as it will cleanse mm-hmm. this world. Blah, 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 Satan stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking she knows, because Michael is the Antichrist, mm-hmm. that there's going to be a part of her that comes. This is what I don't get, though, is because Michael makes the robot. We've been wondering about like robot Meade and how real Meade died. We now know how real Meade dies.
And he brought her back.
Yeah, and we know that he's going to make this robot. But it's like, will it be part of her actual soul? Like, how does he get Meade in? Like, how does he do this?
I mean, he's the Antichrist. He can do whatever he wants.
I guess.
I kind of wonder, though, because it was like how Meade was the robot Meade at the beginning. She was just kind of like, oh, I'm so loyal. Like, I want to do anything. But it's like, you know, regular Meade was just like, no, satanic, like, died, dark, evil. You know what I mean? So it's like, I wonder how he kind of channeled that. Like, how...
Well, I'm sure he had to make her that way at first because she has to blend in with the others.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because he programmed her to basically infiltrate. Right. So he kind of, like, wiped her memory, too.
Yeah.
Okay, she's pretty much starting over.
So that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But it's like a weird thing where it's like, is it her actual soul that's in the robot?
That'll be interesting to find out. I wonder if they're going to like display that to us.
If we know if it's robot or not. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. I mean, we have three more episodes to find out. So, so far, they've been tying everything down.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's so weird that there's only three left. It seems like there's so much to say.
So let me ask you this, because this is a question that a few people have asked in the chat. Do you guys think that this storyline is going to be wrapped up in the three episodes that we have left? Because we have a few people in here that are saying that this is going to carry over to next season.
I was wondering that too, because I'm like, how are they going to tie all this up? And it's like super, like, the next three episode was like, would have to be huge. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't know. But they don't ever carry like stories over to the next season like that. Like, they tie in, but it's like, it's never like the same storyline. You know what I mean? Like, it won't be an Apocalypse Part 2 type of thing. It'll be something totally like different, but it'll tie back in.
Do you guys want to maybe just roll into some predictions?
Let's do it.
Let's predict.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions. And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Like, everything seems so louder.
I have to do jazz hands every time the lights change, too, just because. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm with you. I think that they're probably going to wrap up the majority of it this season because they don't really tend to do crossovers into the next season as like a full storyline. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think there will definitely be some ends that are not completely tied up just so they can circle back and tie them up later.
Yeah.
But there have been some people who have even wondered if this is going to be the last season of American Horror Story ever.
I feel like they would make an announcement. You know how like Scandal did an announcement like, no, this is the final season type thing. Like, no, I think they would say it.
I would think so too. But it's like, I mean, it is the end of the world. It's the apocalypse. So
we're gonna hunt Ryan Murphy down if this is the end. Like, you don't ever bring American Horror Story back. Like, no, I'm gonna find out where you and just, hey, do you wanna write today? Just give you a little cup of coffee, like, hey, just
all
some
of
motivation.
Just, like, high fashion, like all black Gucci show with the lace. Yeah. Let's just stand outside silently, like, yeah.
People are going to be like, what the hell? Is that Kevin? Like, am I seeing things?
So what do you guys think? I mean, there's only three episodes, but I think they're going to have to wrap it up.
I think it's going to be pretty much wrapped up. Like you said, there may be a few things that are not completely wrapped up, which may be the storyline of next season. But I think overall, the story is pretty much going to be over.
I don't think
that this is going to be the last season, though.
I don't think it's going to be the last season.
No, it can't be.
We haven't really had any direct references that I know of. I mean, we may have to next season. Like, last season in Cult, they had where they kept making the Manwich reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like, okay, you keep saying Manwich, and you're saying it in a way that doesn't really tie into this storyline, which lets us know next season is going to be Manwiches. It's going to be male witches. Okay, we get it. Mm-hmm. This season, I'm like, everything is so involved in this storyline that I don't even see anything branching out to be a reference, unless it's so perfectly done that it just flies under the radar and we haven't seen it.
I don't know.
It's there and we just haven't
I'm
noticed.
Scared.
I am too. Oh, no! I know. I'm like, we don't even like, oh, that's like, he's not even predictable. Like, we can't even predict like what's gonna happen next. Like, no, you're just gonna leave us on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Like, but I'm, like, interested to see how Michael's going to do in his little satanic AA class that he's going to go to.
Oh, my gosh, with those bowl cuts that Billy Eichner and Evan Peters are rocking. I was like, okay, so next episode there's bowl cuts?
Like, they're like, hey, we're here to help. They look like the Two Stooges or something.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
So Nas in the chat just said that this is Ryan's last season. He's leaving FX and going to Netflix.
How do you know?
Well, I hope that American Horror Story goes to Netflix too.
But then it's like no fun, because it's like, if you don't have a Netflix account, I mean, I do, but it's like, if you don't have a Netflix account, how are you gonna watch
everything? Is moving to streaming.
It really is.
Everything is moving to streaming.
Everything's evolving.
Everything's changing. The world is ending. Apocalypse. I'm still thinking that the world doesn't actually end. I'm still thinking
think so
that
either.
It's going to be. Yeah, I'm thinking they wouldn't have spent all of this time on it if they were going to show us, oh, but we fail and here's the apocalypse and here's what happens after. I think it's going to be we have to go back, or this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe what happens in the bunker does happen, but they have a spell to time travel back to save it. Yeah. I think they're going to have to.
I was
going to
say, I was like, I had to retract my idea in my head, but I was like, I was first going to say, I wonder if it's kind of like a facade that Michael, like, because he has so much power, but it's like, what if he just created like a fake type of like mood to make them feel like the world ended, but it's like on the outside, like the world is still there. You know what I mean? But it's like, I feel like they would know, but at the same time, at the beginning, it already showed that like Santa Monica blew up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, it already showed that like Santa Monica blew up. So I'm like, maybe not, but
yeah,
like it's hard to predict like what the hell is going on.
I mean they haven't really done time travel. That's like really one of the only things that hasn't been done on this show yet. So I'm like, I could see that being the thing. And to make it not have any of the weird time travel paradoxes is having all of the show before it and then having the time travel happen after the apocalypse to then go back to this point and be like, this is where we went wrong. Mallory, save us. Right. Use your powers. Like, you can do things that we've never seen before. So if no witch has been able to travel back in time, that doesn't mean it's impossible, because no witch has been able to cut somebody's neck open, just pull out a snowball. So maybe, I mean, we could maybe be like some time travel.
I swear the season finale needs to be like 2 hours long. Like, there's no way.
Like,
there's no way you can wrap this up in an hour.
I hope so. I really hope so. Ugh.
I know.
Last episode was the longest episode at an hour and 18 minutes. So it's interesting, too, that this season, most of the episodes have been relatively short.
They
fit within the hour
spectrum.
Today
was like an hour and 3 minutes.
I think it's probably an intentional thing, though, that they have it where it's just going to be 10 episodes and they're set. It makes me think that this season had the whole thing written beforehand.
Probably.
Whereas other seasons, like, we saw them kind of changing things throughout. And then
adding
things. And that's when we felt that there were kind of loose ends that weren't tied up.
Right.
Whereas this season seems to be the most cohesive of all of them.
Yeah, because Roanoke was definitely too many episodes.
Yeah, I went back and I watched it. When you watch it all together, it's a lot better. That's what the thing is. Like, Netflix, I can see him moving to Netflix, because if you binge watch the previous seasons.
Oh, it's so easy.
They're great. Yeah, and when you watch them back to back, they're great. And Roanoke is pretty solid when you watch it like that. Mm-hmm. But when it's spread out a week and you're like, this is a different show now?
Yeah.
This is a different one? This is cracked now?
Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend.
I think that's how I
would. Go back and watch it. Yeah, this is my recommendation to anybody, because anybody who watched the after show knows that when we were doing Roanoke, I was like, okay, guys, come on now. What is happening? Who are the YouTubers? Why? Yeah. But I recommend go back, watch it as one big Netflix binge chunk. They're all on Netflix right now.
Yes, I need to go finish Freak Show.
Yes.
Freak Show is another one that's really good to watch when you binge it.
Before we move on from predictions, we have another prediction in the chat from Naj. Said, I have a Trojan horse theory where Cordelia puts a spell on Coco and Mallory to make sure Mallory was in the position to kill Michael and Coco could protect Mallory from her power.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
That's a good potential. I like that.
It's just like so much stuff to think about. Wait. Like, I just get...
Wait, so he was saying that, like, Mallory and Coco would be the two horses? But, like
he was
were
saying,
outside?
Like, it's a Trojan horse scenario where they wiped their brains and made them think that they're not witches and that they're nobody, just so they could get into the bunker that they knew that Michael would be at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basically, just so they could be some of the survivors.
Okay. Which would make sense because Cordelia had this vision of this happening anyway, so... That makes total sense.
That does make sense, because maybe the only way to go back and save it is to kill Michael, because you probably can't time travel unless Michael's dead.
Right.
Wow.
Potentially. Maybe.
Naz is really on it.
I'm into it.
Thoughts.
Before we get out of here, let's shout out a couple more fan theories, too, because we love when you guys let us know what you think. So shout out to, and I love that, it's at... I Eat Zebra, but they changed her name to Madison Montgomery, so snaps to you. Said that there is a theory that the little girl from Asylum who met the devil and killed her family is Mrs. Mead.
Wow.
So that, if you go back and you watch Asylum, there was the little girl who was brought in that she was like, that the witch was like, the nun was like, I'm going to make you my special project.
Yeah.
This poor little girl who was brought in. Who was like, the man came and stabbed them. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. If you remember, she killed her friend and then killed her family and everything was brought. I could see that making sense, is that it's the little girl grows up to be Mrs. Mead and that she was encapsulated by the devil from the beginning.
That's true.
And time-wise, that would make somewhat of sense. And it also means that if that is the scenario where they have it, where Meade could potentially have been in the same scenario with Asylum, the two kids that were the alien kids that we've been talking about, the Adam and Eve reference at the beginning is,
oh, I know, like whatever happened to Emily and...
Yeah, is Emily and Tim, are they... Are they somehow related to these alien children? Because we also know that the alien children could potentially grow at different rates, too. So they're saying they would be too old to be those kids, and they would have grown up together. It is potential they could be the alien babies.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm kind of wondering, like, because remember, they gave us, like, a brief little backstory about Meade, how, remember, she was, like, with her husband, and they were, like, fighting in the house, and the little kids came to trick-or-treat or whatever, but it's, like, we didn't really see her as a kid. Like, that was kind of, like, her early 20s or whatever, like, and then to, like, her being, like, a woman.
I think it would make sense that she would be the little girl from Asylum. I think that's a brilliant theory.
She's just, like,
I
a killer, because it's, like, she killed her husband, so it's, like, that's probably already been in her, you know what I mean?
And she did it so easily, too.
Yeah,
that
was, like, Kill Bill. Like, with knives.
Yeah, I'm,
like
that was real
thing.
Kill Bill. Like,
I think you're right.
Ooh,
I love theories, it. We you guys. Love hearing your theories. I know I keep saying it, but I love it. I love hearing from you guys.
Truly.
Yes.
And where can everybody send all their theories and keep up with you guys definitely. On social media?
You guys can keep up and follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @AshleyReedAllen.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next week. I know that we're not supposed to perform on Halloween, but we're going to do it anyway. We hope to see you guys there.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.